If anything, today we're talking about something that I love so much. I actually enjoy this. I remember in primary school, I used to enjoy this absolutely so much. I was part of the relay team. I think I was actually doing quite good until I bumped into an allergy. And I say bumped into it because it just popped out of nowhere to freshly cut grass. Needless to say, if I wasn't sitting here right now chatting to you on your way home, I'd probably be, I don't know, at the Olympics somewhere running. I'm believing in myself that much, but it's fine. The Lord knew I needed to be here, but somebody else is here who's doing that passionately for you and I to be able to enjoy this beautiful sport that is running. David Pierre is the founder of Home Run Club that is based here in the east of Pretoria, really gathering a running community of people that are just passionate about running. And he's just saying, hey, whether you are an elite runner, training to be an elite runner, or you just started running yesterday, you are part of the family. And he's joining us this afternoon to give us some insight. He's joining us this afternoon to also encourage you who might be saying, Kosi, I want to run, but the winter, I'm not sure. And he's in studio with us. David, Welcome to Drive 326, brother.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here today. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Weather's nice, surprisingly.
Yeah, the weather is really good. It's a good weather for a bit of a run. I have to ask you this question. What's your fondest memory of, or your earliest memory of running, where you just feel like this is where I gave it everything?
Oh, man. Probably back in high school when I did track and field. I used to be a sprinter back in the day. Sprinting is very explosive. So I started off as a 100-meter sprinter. I think back then it was very competitive, you know, with your classmates running around the grass and trying to be the best in your group. I think that was the time when I was really just like very, very competitive, always going for it and trying to be the best.
Yeah. So you're one of those kids at the athletics meet that would be shouting, David, David, when it's like a school's competing.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good times, man. Great memories.
I can see you holding it. You're being a little bit reserved. I know exactly where to park a runner like you. But for someone, they don't have those fond memories of running.
Yeah. Right?
And they're thinking, man, running seems intimidating because you see the guys have got the vests, they've got the reflector, they've got the sneakers and the everything that looks together. Mm. What do you say to someone who's kind of saying, hey, I've had the interest of riding for a long time, but man, it seems so intimidating.
That's a good question, man. I think the greatest space for now, given the season and the era that we're in, is running clubs, to be honest. There are so many now. You can tap into, just find a community of people that are moving in that direction, make some friends, make some connections, and just start with them. Obviously, the first step is to always start, and then the rest just falls into place.
Yeah.
So anyone starting out or interested in starting out, I recommend you just find a local group within your vicinity and just join them and see where it takes you.
Why running? Like, what makes running such a good thing? I know there's some, actually have someone I know who's a cyclist, and she says running is what runners don't want to spend money on a bike, so instead they go run.
That is so true.
Yeah, but yeah. I find it to be like the most free thing to do. You don't really need much until you start running professionally, then you realize not so much. But why is running so good and so beneficial?
Yeah, there's so many things. I think for one, being in such an accessible sport in comparison to cycling, which is very, very expensive. Running, you can literally just start today. Literally, all you need is a pair of shoes and you're good to go. Or if you want to do it old school, you can literally just tap into a local park, take your shoes off, barefoot, and go for it. For health reasons, I think it goes without saying, cardiovascular health is at the top tier. Number two, mental health, of course. It just helps people to just feel a sense of disconnect from, personally for me, from the everyday challenges of life, work, and all these things. Movement is very powerful. It allows you to just sort of like feel free and just connect to yourself in a sense as well. Yeah.
To then start a running club and a running community is something else. I mean, I enjoy running on my own, but I'm not immediately thinking, hey, let me actually start something that brings a whole lot of other runners.
Right.
Why start and build Home Run, which is booming and growing out of its seams?
Yeah, thanks, Kosi. Sorry for that, for the pronunciation. Yeah, it's funny because when I started Home Run, my only vision was to just get people to run with some friends. I had some friends and family members that were interested in running, but they didn't even know where to go as well. So this is before the boom of running clubs. And we were just running with my sisters and my brother-in-law. And then we moved into Mainland, Maine, where we had a few friends coming together, running again. And then eventually people just started joining in from different walks of life. We had students coming in. We even have Casa Semenya's training group that comes there too on a regular Tuesday night.
Incredible.
It's incredible, yeah. So the exposure came from different things, people seeing us there, that we exist, knowing that we exist, and just drawing people to us. And then eventually it started to expand from there.
So one of the things that you always say about Home Run is that it's a great space for anyone, no matter where you are in your running journey.
Yes.
Whether you are leveling up to be an elite runner running at 5 minutes a kilometer, or if you're saying, hey, I'm just starting, I still run from this tree to that tree and then walk from that tree to that light pole.
Right.
Why create that space? Because one would say this is not a really building model, because you're going to have a lot of people that's taking over the space of run, walk, run, walk,
right.
And not having as many people actually running and growing in their running.
Yeah. So when I first started running back in, I did track and field, but I moved into road running around 2023, and I joined my first run club. I won't say the name. And the unfortunate thing about it was that the people there were very much advanced runners. So the beginner runners were just left behind and they got lost along the route. And I learned that people that are starting out need the most nurturing. Mm. So Home Run is a hub for newcomers. But also, I've created sort of like a hierarchical structure at the club where you can move up the ranks.
Yeah.
So you can start off as a walker if you just want to start walking, right? Just start moving. That's the goal, just to get people to move. Step two is a run walk group.
Mm.
Step three is obviously 750 pace group. If you don't know what paces are, it's speed in the running world, and you can move up into a faster group. So it's literally just tier one, tier two, all the way up until the seventh tier, which is the fastest group.
Look, don't speak tiers and hierarchy, because people might be thinking it's a pyramid scheme of sort. So be careful with that one.
Right.
But let's speak to, you know, the idea of community in running.
Yes.
And why that is so important. We've seen the rise of more and more running clubs, and they've been really kind of booming and popping out almost everywhere. Yeah. Why are they working so well? What's the power of running with a community of people?
Ooh, running is unlike any other sport that I've done back in the day. And what I can relate to is that running can feel very lonely. I think the world of social media has made us isolate ourselves so much. So running is just giving people back their social connection again.
Mm.
So you're now finding people going outside more, seeing the sunlight more, getting more of that vitamin D, right? Seeing people face to face more. That's kind of what people have been yearning for since the post-pandemic, is that social connection.
Yeah.
And running has given people that. So it's beyond just running. I think the core thing is community and people just connecting.
Yeah.
And running just seems to be on the surface and an added benefit.
There's someone who's listening to you right now going, oh, David, I tried the running thing. My chest feels like it's going to explode.
Right.
I feel like I'm tasting a metal and a metallic taste in my mouth. Some people would describe it as blood. I feel like I'm going to pass out. It's not worth it. Although there's a small part of me that would love to try it, because man, it feels so freeing. What do you say to that person in terms of trying again, whether it be with Home Run or if they try and they block where they're staying?
Yeah, I think never give up, honestly. I mean, the first run always feels like the hardest ever. Almost like death, to be honest, right?
I agree.
But I think the beauty of just repetitive action and just going in again and again and slowly, gradually improving your pace or your distance. Beauty comes from the beauty of running, or the joy of running comes from running often, regularly.
Yeah.
And that builds your endurance, that builds your capacity to run, to handle long distances. So I think runners can be very ambitious. Starting slow can be very much of a stretch for some people, because you want to always go for the next thing, right? But just learn to start slow and build your way up and enjoy the process.
Home Run Club, I know you guys meet regularly here in
the
east of Pretoria. You mentioned at Midland, Maine. When does it happen? Is there a fee for this? Which people are you hoping arrive on a Tuesday evening or whenever you meet?
So Home Run is currently based at Midland, Maine, Starbucks Midland, Maine in Pretoria East. We meet every Tuesday night for a night run at 6:30 p.m. and a sunrise run on Saturday mornings, 7:30 a.m. That's our winter times. Free, open to everyone. No matter your age or your background, we are ready to welcome you.
Okay. And if I'm trying to train for like a marathon, my first 5K, you're the right people to plug to.
We are there for you, to support you.
And even if someone's training for like a marathon, like an ultra marathon.
That's what we're doing now. Cape Town Marathon. So if you're training for that, come through. We have your back.
David Pierre joining us here in studio, telling us about Home Run Club. It's happening every Tuesday and Saturday morning here in the east of Pretoria. Tuesday evening, based at Midland, Maine by Starbucks. And on Saturday morning for the Sunrise Run. So there's no reason for you to be putting off running for as long as you've done. Now this is the invitation and the call for you to go on and run, because you've been putting it off for a while. And David, I have to ask you this last question. Does it matter the shoes that I'm using? Because I know there's been a lot of conversation around the shoes thing.
Yes, definitely. there are different shoes for different reasons or different purposes. You have road running shoes, you have daily trainers, you have gym shoes, of course, that you can use for your strength training. So be very mindful of what you wear, when you wear it, and for what reason.
Okay, and 100%. David Pierre, he is no stranger to us from now on. Whenever we find ourselves in a running situation, I will be calling you. So whenever I'm training for Comrades, you're the guy I should call.
I'm the guy, bro.
Okay, and if I'm struggling injury, you're the guy to call.
I'm the guy for that.
Check it out, Home Run Club. Check them out on socials as well. Every Tuesday evening and Saturday morning, they'll be running through the east of Pretoria.